The United States is not a party to that convention, primarily because, during the Cold War, it feared that the treaty might restrict its freedom to engage in nuclear war. But during the 1991 Gulf War, the elder Bush's administration accepted the convention's rules and abided by a no-fire target list of places where valuable cultural items were known to exist. UNESCO, United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, and other guardians of cultural artifacts, expected the younger Bush's administration to follow the same procedures in the 2003 war. Moreover, on March 26, 2003, the Pentagon's Office of Reconstruction and Humanitarian Assistance, ORHA, headed by Lieutenant General, retired Jay Garner, the civil authority the United States had set up for the moment hostilities ceased, sent to all senior U.S. commanders a list of 16 institutions that, quote, merit securing as soon as possible to prevent further damage, destruction, and/or pilferage of records and assets, unquote. The five-page memo dispatched 2 weeks before the fall of Baghdad also said, coalition forces must secure these facilities in order to prevent looting and the resulting irreparable loss of cultural treasures, and that looters should be arrested or detained. First on General Garner's list of places to protect was the Central Bank of Iraq, which is now a ruin. Second was the National Museum of Iraq. 16th was the Oil Ministry, one of only two places that U.S. forces occupying Baghdad actually defended. The other was the Interior Ministry. Martin Sullivan, chair of the President's Advisory Committee on Cultural Property for the previous 8 years, and Gary Vicken, director of the Walters Art Museum in Baltimore and a member of the committee, both resigned to protest the failure of CENTCOM to obey orders. Sullivan said it was inexcusable that the museum should not have had the same priority as the oil ministry. As we now know, the American forces made no effort to prevent the looting of the great cultural institutions of Iraq. Its soldiers, often stationed nearby, simply watched vandals enter and torch the buildings. Professor Saeed Arjemand, an editor of the journal Studies on Persianate Societies and a professor of sociology at the State University of New York at Stony Brook, wrote, "Our troops, who have been proudly guarding the oil ministry, where no window is broken, deliberately condone these horrendous events." American commanders claim that, to the contrary, they were too busy fighting and had too few troops to protect the museum and libraries. However, this seems to be an unlikely explanation. During the battle for Baghdad, the U.S. military was perfectly willing to dispatch some 2,000 troops to secure northern Iraq's oil fields, and their record on antiquities did not improve when the fighting subsided.